intro.
Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, December 12th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. And it just gets wilder, stranger, and creepier all the time. But we don't have to go along with that. Richie was on yesterday, Richie from Boston, and we didn't even mention we do not consent. We do not consent. I do not consent to the creepy weirdness. And the increasing encroachment. Callers have mentioned this in the past. You know, if we allow ourselves to be seduced by the siren song, even in resistance, then that's not okay either. And I agree. So we probably should have mentioned probably should have opened and closed with We Do Not Consent, because that's a hashtag that Richie has started, and it seems to be sticky in Malcolm Gladwell terms. It seems to be going viral and or catching on anyway, which I think is fantastic. And I do agree. We do not consent. But speaking of Richie, yesterday, again, Richie from Boston was on. I always appreciate having Richie on, and I think we make a good balance. As I mentioned yesterday, a few reasons I find the content he creates trustworthy and reliable are Israel, Bitcoin, and the full armor of God. Think about it. These are three major points of occlusion, I would say, within the efforts by the hidden hand, so to speak, to mislead you and I, or more accurately, to lead us astray. So to hear someone like Richie properly address these coal mine canary issues is tremendously reassuring. And without putting words in his or anyone's mouth, here's kind of a brief recap of what I mean. Number one, Bitcoin, as I put it, is just very simply the Revelation 13 economy. The more one starts to dig into how Bitcoin works, how the blockchain works, the more one realizes that there is a very strong possibility that becomes more and more difficult to deny that it resembles that system that you see in Revelation 13, that no man may buy or sell without the mark, and that that mark would be in every machine, including people. Folks, including Richie, have been talking about how 5G seems to be approaching what guys like Ray Kurzweil wrote in The Age of Spiritual Machines, Chapter 11, 2029, specifically, and that passage where he talks about direct neural pathways being perfected to the human brain, and that certain neural regions of the brain can be bypassed. Regions like visual pattern recognition and long-term memory. And they can do that. Well, I should just read from the excerpt, shouldn't I? The Age of Spiritual Machines, Chapter 11, 2029, page 161. It's horrifying. You know, I remember reading this and it was so creepy. I mean, it's worse than sci-fi, because this guy, it's not. You know, if you understand Kurzweil and you understand what he's writing and the way that he's always written, it's kind of like it's like guys like Michio Kaku. Michio Kaku is sort of a front guy of the same stuff. He's the bouncy, bubbly goofball that runs around. I wish I could study anything theoretical and, you know, call myself a success. How come that's not conspiracy theory, by the way? Anyway, I'm a theoretical physicist, but I digress. So guys like Michio Kaku are the front guy. He is sort of a mouthpiece. You don't hear a whole lot in the public from Kurzweil. You hear from him in these conferences and things. But guys like Kaku are kind of the front guys. And the point is, there's never any guessing. Michio Kaku is sort of an interpreter to the public of these kinds of ideas in Bernaysian fashion, and making them more palatable with his lilty NLP style of speaking, and so you don't really hear much from Kurzweil himself. But if you read, you get the point, I think, if you understand what I mean. So the first time that I read The Age of Spiritual Machines, it was horrifying. And this was before most people really fully, I think, understood. I certainly didn't grasp the dead seriousness with which they were approaching subjects like this. And now, of course, Kurzweil is over at Google, head of research unlimited resources to do these kinds of things, and they're bringing these things to fruition. So, and as Richie said, you know, we're hearing a lot about AI. It's all over the headlines. We're hearing about these advancements. I mentioned AlphaZero yesterday, which is another frightening advancement, I think. Just think about those headlines I mentioned yesterday. I mean, as I said yesterday, 20 years after IBM's Deep Blue beat world chess champion Garry Kasparov, Google's DeepMind, and this was, you know, after, was it last year, I want to say? Yeah, that the DeepMind AlphaGo project beat Lee Sedol, top Go player, and they said that at that time they said it was that was about 10 years ahead of schedule. So when I read Kurzweil's quote, they're actually ahead of schedule, because the Age of Spiritual Machines was not a visionary dream of a grand dystopia or a grand utopia. It was a roadmap to a grand dystopia. So again, as I mentioned yesterday, 20 years after IBM's Deep Blue beat Garry Kasparov, Google's DeepMind AlphaZero beat top chess engine Stockfish 8. And I mentioned yesterday that this isn't really surprising, because the DeepMind crew have chess prodigies in their midst. If you have followed DeepMind for any length of time, you know that chess is old news for them. I mean, that's child's play as far as programming machine learning to play chess. But the headlines say it all. So, and as I mentioned yesterday, incidentally, now they're using the term. I mean, we used to say world chess champion Garry Kasparov, but now they're using the term human world champion, because the software is all rated higher than the people, signaling the planned obsolescence of the human intellect. And, you know, really a gateway, just more, you know, more talking points, gateway to transhumanism, which is a gateway to posthumanism. And what does that mean? What is post anything? I think, speaking of that, in this post-truth, post-reality, post-fact world, post-truth might as well mean the end of truth. Last year's Oxford English Dictionary Word of the Year. Not just we're more concerned with a persuasive argument, might as well signal the end of truth, which, of course, if you believe what Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man come to the Father but by me, then it must mean that this society isn't concerned with him either, which again reminds me of Romans 1 and the trouble that follows. But I digress. So, like I said yesterday, for those who don't know, speaking of Deep Blue's AlphaZero, again, this was just like a, you know, I don't know, we got nothing better to do at lunch. This could be fun. So, a computer beat a computer at chess. So what? The headlines, I think, are shocking and provocative. A few of them that I mentioned yesterday, Science Alert: in just 4 hours, Google's AI mastered all the chess knowledge in history. That's pretty astonishing. Chess.com, their headline was Google's AlphaZero destroys Stockfish in 100 game match. And Stockfish is one of the premier chess engines, for those who may not know. Naked Security headline: Google AI teaches itself superhuman chess in 4 hours. Gizmodo: AlphaZero annihilates world's best chess bot after just 4 hours of practicing. The Verge: DeepMind's AI became a superhuman chess player in a few hours just for fun. Again, that emphasizes the fact that this wasn't a serious project for these guys. It was just kind of an extracurricular thing. And the Guardian, AlphaZero AI beats champion chess program after teaching itself in 4 hours. So in just 4 hours, DeepMind's AlphaZero masters chess and is very unorthodox. If you watch any of the videos, it's very unorthodox. And that's what's particularly provocative about it. You know, programs like Stockfish, for example, are sort of linear, if that makes sense. They're not learning. They're not, they don't incorporate machine learning. I'm sure there will be an explosion of that, though. This is a way, I think if I had to guess, I think one of the reasons behind doing this, because really it's kind of a waste of their time, the guys at DeepMind, they are so far past this. It's not even funny. So it reminds me of kind of what Richie and I were talking about. And, you know, even callers, John and William, a little bit, you know, kind of to tie all of that together yesterday. This is sort of a commercial, you know, DeepMind AlphaZero beating Stockfish 8 after learning chess in just 4 hours, learning, mastering, as Science Alert put it, all the chess knowledge in history, becoming a superhuman chess player, and as Gizmodo put it, annihilating the world's best chess bot. It sounds cool. It sounds sexy to young hotshot programmers who think that's cool. Some people might still think that chess is something that computers, there's some development to do there. This is way, 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 way old news. So it draws them in. And to see this and to see how machine learning has vastly eclipsed code bases like Stockfish, I think is alluring, so to speak. It's seductive. And who doesn't want to be a part of a cool project like that if you're a young hotshot programmer? So it's kind of a commercial, if I had to guess. Same as what we were talking about with regard to Jordy Rose. It's a commercial, you know. The clip, or the clips that we played, I think we only played one actually, from the talk that he gave back in July, I think it was July 12th of this year, sound like a commercial, you know? That Tech Vancouver talk was titled Jordy Rose of Kindred AI Presents Super Intelligent Aliens Are Coming to Earth. And, you know, he closes the clip that we played with, "So on that happy note, we're hiring." And he laughs. It's not funny, and it's pretty awful that people are being drawn into this. But that's what the devil does. So this seduction is unfortunate. Anyway, Kurzweil's The Age of Spiritual Machines, Chapter 11, 2029, page 161. Kurzweil writes, among other horrifying things, you know, this is why I don't like things like cochlear implants. Everybody says, but isn't it great? Well, yeah, but if you understand why they're doing what they're doing, billions now have been spent over the years on this kind of development. They're not trying to help deaf dogs hear without a reason. You know what I mean? So he wrote, displays are now implanted in the eyes. Uh-oh. With a choice of permanent implants or removable implants. Do you want a permanent implant in your eye? Similar to contact lenses. Similar. Images are projected directly onto the retina, providing the usual high-resolution three-dimensional, the usual high-resolution three-dimensional overlay on the physical world. In other words, you got AR and VR right there on your permanently implanted contact lens, like heads-up display on your eyeball. These implanted visual displays also act as a camera, to capture visual images. Thus, are both input-output devices. Stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Oh man, things are so crazy. It's election day, isn't it? Alabama, we see you, we feel you. Oh my goodness. What do the issues that have been covered ad nauseum in the press lately with regard to the Alabama election have to do with the Alabama election? I ask rhetorically. That's interesting. We'll see how that shakes out, but we pretty much know how it shakes out. Speaking of that, the story yesterday from One News Now's Chad Groening, republished on Republic Broadcasting Network, polls predict conflicting outcome in Alabama race. Kind of an interesting story. As the story goes, a spokesman for Roy Moore's Senate campaign says Alabama voters statewide support the embattled Republican candidate, even though a Fox News poll shows he is trailing the Democratic candidate. I've been watching the coverage. You probably have a little bit, or, you know, whatever, as much as you can stomach, I guess. And I keep wondering why. I guess I don't. I wonder rhetorically, but, you know, I keep wondering why. I mean, we're just hearing nothing. We're hearing nothing. A whole lot of nothing. A whole lot of I guess to draw an analogy, it would be like sitting down to dinner and you know, not even getting dessert, just kind of getting the icing and those sprinkles. What was the study? I just saw a study that came out that says the white sprinkles are not edible. Apparently that was a 40-year controversy, another waste of ink. But, you know, it would be like that if you just got a plate of that, a dash of sprinkles or a little scoop of icing every night. And that might be fun once in a while. It might be fun as kind of a novelty. But to get that as your meat and potatoes, so to speak, every day, day in and day out, to be fed a steady, constant diet of that, you know, does anybody really believe that this has anything to do with reality? That's pretty astonishing. Meanwhile, this morning, one of the breaking news stories is Texas teen accused of trying to help ISIS. We got to watch out for those Texas teens. Texas, you are under assault these days, man. They are coming after you hardcore. What is the deal? They don't like the Republic, apparently. I might get in trouble for this, but, you know, Texas is kind of like Afghanistan. There's a reason you have to attack it. It's because those people don't move. You know, by and large, it's one of the places generationally that doesn't change. It's fairly immovable, for better or for worse. You know, historically, a few guests and I have talked about this. Historically, if you go back through the ages, great military leaders have gone to the region, kind of specifically around the Afghan-Pakistan border, hostile mountain region, to die on their sword, so to speak. This is an area that will not be conquered. These people are not easily conquered. They just don't change. So if you're going to remake the world in the devil's image, you have to be able to get everyone to move, everyone to change. And I think Texas is similar. So I think that's one of the reasons that we see Texas being just under a deluge of assault lately, in these little tiny kind of chipping away, death by a thousand cuts sort of thing. But Texas teen accused of trying to help ISIS. We had to watch out for those Texas teens. Oh my goodness, they could topple the world. It's so ridiculous. You know, maybe it's time for maybe it's time for a see something, say something installment. I see something. So maybe I should say something. I see the FBI. Well, first of all, I see the CIA creating the Mujahideen, which in turn became the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, Al-Nusra Front, Lashkar-e-Taiba, the Khorasan Group, Al-Shabaab, on and on. And what are the latest? There's the, you know, virtually everyone that you name. So I see that. I see the FBI finding these dupes and patsies. You know, going back to Zeynep Tufekci's TED Talk that we talked about the other day, the FBI is creating, social media is creating a dystopia to get you to click. I see who has tools. I see who has means, motive, and opportunity, the intelligence community. I'm going to make some videos, by the way. I'm going to make at least one, probably today. I'll finish doing that today, about this specifically, because this needs to go viral. One of the things you don't see in the videos that get made, no offense to anybody, because a lot of people are doing great work. The mainstream media, with all of their unlimited, infinite resources can't seem to figure this out. You watch all the talking heads, and they all have to – the elephant in the room is so big now. It's squeezing people out. They can barely see one another. The elephant in the room is so big, and yet they don't acknowledge it. Speaking of that, there's an interesting story that we'll get to. Neil Cavuto yesterday had an interesting soundbite when Ted Williams was on with him. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets.
Welcome back. Oh, goodness sakes. So, again, no offense to anyone, but I'm going to make at least one video. It's been almost 10 years. It's probably about time. But the headline, and I got to back out of this and get back to where I was so we can go forward. Anyway, the headline... Actually, let me go down another rabbit hole before I lose track of that. In the break, you heard that call to action for your support. And, you know, this network exists because of your support. The way I put it all the time is you won't ever hear that this broadcast or this network is brought to you by a grant from the Ford Foundation or the Knight or MacArthur or Sloan Foundation, like PBS or NPR or all of the public broadcasting outlets, so-called, because the things you hear on this network, for better or for worse, are inimical and antithetical to the efforts of those foundations, quite frankly. And it's really bizarre when you start to understand just how weird and creepy upside down this world we live in has become. When I think of corporations, I always think of Jefferson's words, "The earth belongs in usufruct to the living." But we live in an age where corporations have been used by the dead, basically, in the context of Jefferson's remarks, to hijack the world. And there was that interview that Abby Martin did recently concerning the drug industry. And basically, without getting into it, we need to play that at some point too. But one of the Empire, I think is the latest Empire Files interview. Anyway, in it, they talk about the fact that her guest, the attorney, I forget his name, he talks about the fact that we have to remember that these are corporations. And I think this is downplaying this too much, because there are people behind the corporation. But he says, you know, and this is kind of a recurring theme. I've heard it in other places lately, which is interesting. And that always makes me wonder when it seems like these are places that are unrelated. Digging into behind who's behind these is probably would reveal Bernaysian sort of control. I hold in my hand a copy of The Hidden Persuaders by Vance Packard, which is a similar book that's been discussed on this broadcast. And it's this kind of concept. Who are the hidden persuaders behind these sound bites and certain leanings and tendencies that we have in this country? Anyway, so the guest says, you know, corporations, we have to remember, are not a living being. They have no conscience. They're heartless, soulless organizations that exist to make profit. So speaking of the opioid epidemic, as long as we have these corporations in a society like this, we're going to have an opioid epidemic, because for hundreds of years now, if not more, we've known it's an epidemic. You know, the East Indies Company really cut its teeth on the opioid trade, among other things. China's working on building a new Silk Road. You don't think that there's a drug trade that's planned, maybe not publicly disclosed, but come on. Look at the map. It's, you know, is it a coincidence that that's a stop along the way? Anyway, so we have to remember that these corporations are soulless organizations. This network exists to help you, and by your help, hopefully it helps a lot of people. On that note, I mentioned the lobster revolution concept yesterday, because as Jaron Lanier puts it, cephalopods are probably smart enough to rule the world. They just don't have the advantage of childhood, as he puts it. We do, even though that advantage is misappropriated and largely adulterated. We have the advantage of childhood. And so where are the where are the giants that we learn from and build on? You know, again, Santayana's words, progress, far from consisting in change, depends on retentiveness. What have we retained? Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. It's difficult to remember something you've never learned. So think about it. You know, we can get all philosophical and existential about, you know, the past and Orwell's, the, you know, who controls the present, controls the past, controls the future. We could get all existential, but it's real simple. If you're born and nothing is passed on to you and you're essentially a blank slate, people can pour in whatever they want, which gets back to my point about Texas and Afghanistan, quite frankly. These are places that hold on to their history, that don't trust people they don't know necessarily. I mean, they're trusting. Don't get me wrong. You understand what I'm saying? They're not inclined to just go along with the latest, greatest thing because they have a heritage. They have a personhood, you know? There is a fabric of their personhood and society instead of this husk of being lately that has come to sort of typify American existence. Anyway, we don't have to get existential about the past and history. It's simple. If you don't know the past, then someone can feed you whatever they want. And in that sense, if you're not learning from history, you're not building, you're not growing. You're always starting over. John calls in and reminds us usually from time to time with regularity. I think it was, what is it, 2 Timothy chapter 3, I want to say. Always learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth. And that's a provocative passage right there. Yeah. 2 Timothy 3. 7, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Those are not good guys. Paul starts out the chapter, or he that thought, because obviously there weren't chapters when this was written, but you know, the chapter begins with these words, but realize this, that in the last days difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling convicted. Holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power, its dunamis, the explosive power of the Holy Spirit, the word we get dynamite from. Avoid such men as these, Paul says. Skipping ahead, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is what happens when we create a society of people that never get history. It's that simple. Hopefully that makes sense. Where are the giants? This network exists because of those kinds of giants. As I understand it, because of the efforts of folks like the late, great Jack Otto, whom fewer and fewer have heard of as we go on, but whom more and more should know about as we go on, if you know what I mean, because of his efforts. And so people like me and other folks try to say, hey, you know, some of us have had the benefit. Again, as I understand it, John Stadmiller had the benefit of a Jack Otto. Some of us have had the benefit of folks that just say things in sometimes the softest, subtlest ways, because you come to a point where when you understand, the more you know, the more you realize, the more you don't know, it's very humbling. And so they say these things very softly. Guys like Eustace Mullins, they sound pretty soft-spoken. Knowing what he knows, Eustace Mullins is a guy, Jack Otto's a guy. You know, these are guys that have truly forgotten more than most of us will ever learn. So some of us have had the benefit of guys like that to say certain things. And oftentimes, you know, not to speak for anyone, but I think a lot of people have had this experience of it. They've had that benefit. For me, one of those guys was Bill in Idaho. He was the reason that I dug in and found Blackwater in Coeur d'Alene, including the application for limited liability company signed by Eric Prince himself. I found that before anyone else found it, but it was at Bill in Idaho's behest. He was the one who said, you know, I think there's something funny going on. But that was just the tip of the iceberg. You know, there were a lot of little things that he said that got me looking, got me reading, got me to pick up certain books. And to this day, it's still happening. To this day, again, as I understand it, and I'm not trying to, you know, change history or anything like that or speak for anyone, but as I understand it, I am telling you this now largely because of the efforts of the late, great Jack Otto. So this would be a lobster revolution, so to speak. We're not starting from zero. With each generation, it would be great if we had a place like a, you know, Chicago library or a Stanford library or a whatever, a place where you can go to learn from these giants that have gone before us, because we need that. And so I was thinking when Mike Rivero makes that call and he says, the only way we'll get through this is with your help. It reminds me of when Bill in Idaho was talking about Von Ryan's Express. And he said, you know, sometimes the only way through is to crash on through. So you hijack a freight train and you crash through to the other side. So, you know, there are a number of freight trains. The internet's one. Technology, language. I'm constantly looking at these sound bites and phrases and things that these hidden persuaders, these Bernaysian ne'er-do-wells, public relations propaganda. It's not a good thing. It's lying and deceiving your fellow man. That's what it is. I'm constantly looking at these and trying to rewire them, leaven them for the kingdom, so to speak, leavening them for Christ every once in a while. It's one of the reasons that you hear certain kinds of music on this broadcast. Leavening it, hopefully, taking things back that have been, you know, words like progressive and liberal and conservative and everything, even I mean, I was looking at some things over the last week or so, even terms like Reform Judaism or Orthodox Judaism, they keep changing language, which reminds me, before I keep bouncing around, I should stop doing that. But I think, you know, everyone should be reading Toynbee's Study of History. Maybe I'll mention that soundbite in the second hour, but watching Saturday Night Live over the weekend made me think of Toynbee, I forget the girl's name, the musical act, you know, with that choir in the background that looks like a church choir. And we see all of these songs lately about holy. I'm serious. It's like it's lifted right out of the pages of Toynbee's Study of History. And Toynbee talked about how civilizations, Arnold J. Toynbee, speaking of Bill in Idaho, he's the one who encouraged me to read Toynbee. So I got the two-volume abridgment, D.C. Somerville's abridgment of Toynbee's study of history, is it? Or civilization, I forget. I'm going to have to look. Anyway, it's like what we're seeing is lifted. It's like, you know, we say, I mean, we were saying, Richie and I say it, other people say it. If you really understand what's going on, these guys are not that smart. They're not that clever. They just keep doing the same stupid thing that works, rinse and repeat. I mean, if you can deceive people, it's kind of like the serpent, you know? You just keep making the same suggestibilist claims. Did God really say that? Hey, man, if it works, stick with it, right? Rinse and repeat. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's what they do. They're not that clever. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Welcome back. So, real quick on that note, and we'll go to the phones here at the top of the second hour. Just to kind of conclude that thought, Toynbee, you know, if we're not learning from history, lobster revolution or lobster revolt, honestly, I think that's kind of the operative concept. Nobody knows who Arnold J. Toynbee is, but we're living his words these days. A Study of History, 12-volume series. I have a copy, the 2-volume abridgment by D.C. Somerville, which is brilliant too. But, you know, just even the Wikipedia entry says it all. A Study of History, 12-volume universal history of by the British historian Arnold J. Toynbee, who was kind of like the Carol Quigley on the other side of the pond, you know, macro historian extraordinaire. And so Toynbee is one of those guys that looks at all of history and goes, oh, it works like this. It's kind of a throwback to the Enlightenment era and how the founders, you know, imagine being there 200 or 300 years ago talking to these guys who had masterful command of all of recorded history. Oh yeah, no, it was like the time that, you know, it's just remarkable. So Toynbee is cut from that cloth, not a good guy. And this information has been used to manipulate people. But from the Wikipedia entry for A Study of History, Genesis and Growth, Toynbee argues that civilizations are born out of more primitive societies, not as a result of racial or environmental factors, but as a response to challenges such as hard country, new ground, blows and pressures from other civilizations and penalization. So now think of what the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace did, according to guys like Norman Dodd and the Rees Committee. Miss Catherine Casey, who was a plant discovered from the Carnegie Endowment's own minutes, that they were trying to create a perpetual state of conflict, this emergency management. We've had the emergency management, you know, Senate Report 93-549 tells us we've had a state of emergency dating back probably to the Reconstruction era. Has that ever gone away? No. In fact, the Bush 2 administration leaned heavily on Senate Report 93-549 to increase the state of emergency that may be hardwired to our society now in a post 9/11 era, right? Breakdown and disintegration, that section. Well, I'll finish this thought in the second hour coming up here, and we'll go to the phones right after this. I promise it'll be quick, and we'll go to the phones. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.